O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, and clothe us with power from on high. Alleluia. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen.
Words from Psalm 68. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those that hate him flee before him. As the smoke vanishes, so may they vanish away. As wax melts at the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. Let them make merry with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides on the clouds. The Lord is his name. Rejoice before him. Father of the fatherless, defender of widows, God in his holy habitation. God gives the solitary a home and brings forth prisoners to songs of welcome. But the rebellious inhabit a burning desert. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook and the heavens dropped down rain at the presence of God, the Lord of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You sent down a gracious rain, O God. You refreshed your inheritance when it was weary. Your people came to dwell there. In your goodness, O God, you provide for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of women who bore the tidings. Kings and their armies, they flee, and women at home are dividing the spoil. Though you stayed among the sheepfolds, see now a dove's wings covered with silver, and its feathers with green gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings, it was like snowflakes falling on Zarmon. Blessed be the God who bears our burdens day by day, for God is our salvation. God is for us the God of our salvation. God is the Lord who can deliver from death. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Blessed are you, gracious God. You make your home among the weak. You deliver us from death. You bring us joy beyond our imagining, to the praise of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The first reading is from the book of Numbers, beginning at chapter 21, verse 36. When Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him at Ir Moab, on the boundary formed by the Arnon, at the farthest point of the boundary. Balak said to Balaam, "Did I not send to summon you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able to honor you?" Balaam said to Balak, "I have come to you now, but do I have power to say just anything? The word God puts in my mouth, that is what I must say." Then Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kiriath Huzoth. Balak sacrificed oxen and sheep and sent them to Balaam and to the officials who were with him. On the next day, Balak took Balaam and brought him to Bamoth Baal, and from there he could see part of the people of Israel. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Build me 7 altars here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam had said, and Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stay here beside your burnt offerings while I go aside. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me. Whatever he shows me, I will tell you." And he went to a bare height. Then God met Balaam. And Balaam said to him, "I have arranged the 7 altars and have offered a bull and a ram on each altar." The Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and this is what you must say." So he returned to Balak, who was standing beside his burnt offerings with all the officials of Moab. Then Balaam uttered his oracle, saying, Balak has brought me from Aram, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains. Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? For from the top of the crags I see him, from the hills I behold him. Here is a people living alone and not reckoning itself among the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number the dust cloud of Israel? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like his. Then Balak said to Balaam, What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but now you've done nothing but bless them. He answered, Must I not take care to say what the Lord puts into my mouth?
The Lord, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has set us free from the law of sin and death. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For we have received the Spirit that enables us to cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness that we are children of God. And if God's children, then heirs of God. Since we suffer with him now, that we may be glorified with him. These sufferings that we now endure are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing children of God. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at chapter 8, verse 1. Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chusa, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. When a great crowd gathered and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. As he said this, he called out, Let anyone with ears to hear listen. Then his disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. But to others, I speak in parables, so that looking they may not perceive, and listening they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The ones on the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. they believe only for a while, and in the time of testing, fall away. As for what fell among the thorns, these are the ones who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. But as for that in the good soil, these are the ones who, when they hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patient endurance.
When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth. When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. You renew the face of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth.
How excellent is your name.
Pray to the Lord. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that the rest of this day may be holy, peaceful, and full of your presence. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. that the work we have done and the people we have met today may bring us closer to you. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may hear and respond to your call to peace and justice. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that you will sustain the faith and hope of those who are lonely, oppressed, and anxious. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that you will strengthen us in your service and fill our hearts with longing for your kingdom. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God.
O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Being made one by the power of the Spirit, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.